This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
All right, the sun is rising in Sacramento, but is it rising on a victory or defeat in the game? Are you smarter than Katie? And your opponent today is Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Speaking of which, our Kevin, not here, in Reno, getting ready to face his fears and his dreams by flying in a hot air balloon, which he will do live at 7:35. Make sure you're listening for that. All right, Katie's going to leave the studio. I'm going to ask you five questions dealing with pop culture, and $240 is on the line, brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. You ready to play, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Question one. Will Ferrell probably never thought he'd win an Oscar, but there's buzz around his new movie. It's a documentary he made called Will and Harper about him and his best friend who transitioned to a woman. To see the trailer, which is really, really good, text Will, W-I-L-L, to 909-1065. The two met on Saturday Night Live when on Will Ferrell's first season, which was in 1994, 1995, or 1996. Kevin?
1995.
All righty. Question two. Linkin Park announced yesterday that they have a comeback tour and new album coming out, their first since the death of their lead singer, Chester Bennington. Their new lead singer is a woman named Emily Armstrong. What hip-hop artist did Linkin Park have huge success collabing with?
Jay-Z.
Question three. Keith Urban performed his version of Miley Cyrus's song Flowers on a radio show. And afterward, he said that Miley has a voice like an ashtray, but he actually meant it as a weird compliment. What celebrity is Keith Urban married to?
Nicole Kidman.
Question four. Green Day was performing in Detroit and was rushed off stage for a security threat when an unknown drone was seen hovering over the stage. The crowd wasn't told what had happened in the 10-minute pause either, and were pretty confused. The physics of a drone's flight is created by propellers that create what force? Three seconds. Propulsion. Two. Okay. And question five, Katy Perry kind of surprised everybody when she said that the reason her and husband Orlando Bloom have such a strong relationship is because they broke up. They were actually broken up with for a whole year. If they were broken up with for 2 years, how many days is that?
730.
All righty. bringing Katie back in. And Kevin, where are we off to today?
I'm going to go help my church.
Oh, I love that. Help your church do what?
We have a yearly festival this weekend. So helping set up and then going to help man the barbecue pit for the weekend. So we help raise funds for the church and the school that's associated with the church.
That is so great. You want to give it a shout out for anybody who wants to stop by? Where is it?
Oh, yeah. It's Korean Mission. It's at St. Luke's Church in Stockton. Off of Sutter Street.
One more time.
And it's Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. And it's called what? Korean Mission?
No, St. Luke Church.
St. Luke Church. All right. Okay. Very cool. I'm going to put you on hold now, Kevin. Here we go. Question one, Katie. Will Ferrell, probably an Oscar was never in his future, but there is Oscar buzz around his new movie, which is a documentary called Will and Harper, and it is about him and his best friend who transitioned to a woman. Mm-hmm. It looks excellent.
I've seen some stuff on TikTok about it.
It looks really good. It looks moving. It looks funny. It looks great. If you want to see it, text Will to 909-1065. The two of them met on Saturday Night Live on Will Ferrell's first season, which was in 94, 95, or 96.
Ooh. I'm going to say 95. Yes, 95.
That is correct. Question two. Linkin Park announced yesterday that they've got a tour and a new album coming out. Their first since
and a new singer.
Yeah, it's the first since the death of their lead singer, Chester Bennington. The new lead singer is a woman named Emily Armstrong. She was in a band most people don't know about called Dead Sarah. So I wonder what happened to the rest of Dead Sarah. What hip hop artist did Linkin Park have huge success collabing with?
Jay-Z.
Yeah. Question three, Keith Urban was performing Miley Cyrus's song Flowers, and afterward he said in a little interview, he said, Miley's got a voice like an ashtray.
Oh.
But he meant it as a weird compliment.
Okay.
I can kind of hear it. Like, she does have a gravelly voice.
Yeah,
it's not traditionally beautiful, but
it's like Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, that's true.
Right?
That's worse.
Yeah.
Who's Keith Urban married to?
Nicole Kidman.
Question four. Green Day was performing in Detroit. They were rushed off the stage for a security threat when an unknown drone was seen hovering over the stage. Nobody told the crowd what was going on in the 10-minute pause, and everybody was pretty confused by that.
What is the threat? What's threatening about a drone?
I can't quite figure that out. I guess you don't know, like, is the drone...
It wants a missile?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Can it drop something? Powder? I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Maybe they're using it as a way. I don't know.
The physics of a drone's flight is created by propellers that create what force?
What force? Wind force?
Lift.
Okay.
Lift. Question five, Katy Perry kind of surprised everybody when she said the reason that her and her husband, Orlando Bloom, have such a strong relationship is because they broke up. They were actually broken up with each other for a whole year. I didn't know about that. Did you?
I don't think I know.
Yeah. If they were broken up with for 2 years, how many days is that?
2 years. Okay. 730 days?
Wow! Look at you!
Okay, it's multiplying by two.
Or adding. Unbelievable.
Those are hard for an adult woman.
Kevin, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All righty, listen. You both got four. But ties go to Katie. You put up a good fight. We were all very impressed. And good luck with your church's fundraising barbecue this weekend, okay? And what is it that you want to tell us, though?
I am just as smart as Katie.
Yes, you are, sir. Yes, you are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.